Everybody asks us, what's the secret? And then they say, oh, you're really good. That's what the secret is.
Prior to last year, the Secret Sisters were definitely a hidden treasure. But T-Bone Burnett must have had a map, and he produced the ladies' self-titled debut album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, this is Rita Houston. Laura and Lydia Rogers were raised in a musical family in the legendary Muscle Shoals area of Alabama. So it might seem predestined that the two sisters would go into music. They grew up singing in their church, but neither of them thought about making it a career. One even suffers from stage fright. But fate had different plans. On a trip to Nashville, their singing reached the ears of the legendary producer T-Bone Burnett, and the Secret Sisters were born. Their self-titled debut pays homage to classic American artists like Johnny Cash and Frank Sinatra, but they told me it was a more modern artist, FUV fave Brandi Carlile, that helped get them discovered.
My sincere fanship of Brandi Carlile. She is my muse 100%. I've seen her multiple times, and I'm so inspired by her writing and her live show and her personality, and just everything about her is so intriguing and endearing. And I've just been a huge fan of hers for years now. And she actually does, she wrote this song called Same Old You. And it's not on any of her albums, but she performs it at a lot of her shows. And she performed it at a show that I saw her perform in Nashville. And I just thought the song, it was this old country sound, but it was, you know, something that she had written. And I was so inspired by that because I loved that old sound and I loved the way that her voice carried that song. So I, you know, of course, learned it and I was playing a million of her songs. But when the auditions last October came around, I was most comfortable with that song and it fit my voice, you know, pretty well. So I thought, I'm just going to do this one. And so I walked in there and I sat down and I did a verse and a chorus of that song. And I think that's when the panel of judges kind of got the idea. Like, you could see the light bulb go off, like, okay, this isn't happening right now. There aren't many girls out there who are singing this kind of music, but this is likable and this is, you know, pleasing to listen to. So they, you know, were interested. They loved what they heard. And then my sister Lydia came up and auditioned on her own. And then they said, wait a minute, before you leave, do you guys sing together?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet.
Music fans don't know the name of a lot of producers, you know. T-Bone Burnett's one of those guys, like, pretty much every music, you know. He's one of the guys everybody knows and is such a, he just represents credibility, I think, and authenticity and quality and stuff. How did you guys come to get to know him and work with him?
Well, we actually, our label kind of hooked that up for us. They got in touch with his manager and they got the copy of the album into his hands. And he saw beyond what most people see in us. I think he kind of, there's a certain part of T-Bone Burnett that is a very, like, preservationist kind of being. And I think he really works hard to kind of keep that old American music going, you know, even into, you know, 2010. I think he really tries to keep that current.
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? Come, you treat me like a worn-out shoe. My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. So why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer or further or closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do?
The Secret Sisters covering the Hank Williams tune, Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used To. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Check out this and other complete studio sessions from Studio A in our archives at WFUV.org.